burn in there?
Right. Things that hold the logs in there, keep them from rolling out.
Pine dogs.
What's that?
Pine dogs.
Good, good.
That holds in the logs.
That's good. And what do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Fat wood.
Okay. And what do you call particularly rich pieces of wood? You know, they have all kinds of tar and stuff, rosin and stuff like that to burn in them, that you cut into little slivers to get a fire started. Do you have any different name for those? Okay. Some people have a different name for those, and some don't. Remember, there's no right or wrong question and answer here.
Actually, what she'd call them, a splinter, now she, whenever she gets, somebody gets the question, she kind of slow to react to it. Actually, what she, it's always been called in the family of the dagger man was splinter when we used.
Okay. What do you call a small room for hanging clothes in?
Clothes.
What's that?
A closet.
Okay. And what do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house? You know, you've seen them. I don't know whether you have them here or not. Long board, and then another board fits over that, and then nailed down, and another board, and they just keep overlapping one another, coming down around the side of a house on the outside.
Over it, you mean the side of the house?
Mm-hmm. Right out here.
Side of the house.
Huh?
The side of the house. What you call the side of the house?
Well, I mean, you know, the boards that are out there, what do you call those that go around the side of a house? Do you?
Boards?
Well, you call them other boards.
Is that what you'd call them? What's that?
It's boards on the house, sorry.
What's boards on the house now? I have to get you to say it, you see, sometimes.
Weatherboard, Tim.
Weatherboard.
All right.
But you always call them. How couldn't you tell them that?
Well, you see, sometimes these questions aren't as easy as they look to me, because you're not, of course, familiar with what's coming up and what I'd want. But just do the best you can. I know that sometimes there won't be any answer to it. All right. What do you call the cupboard area right out here at the front or side of the house where some chairs might be placed?
No.
It's right here. It's covered with this ceiling up there.
Right outside the door there.
What do you call that area? This area?
Porch.
What's that?
A porch.
Good, good. Maybe if you'd like to sit up, I can put this under you.
Maybe no, this is all right.
Okay. Remember, if you get tired and you want to rest, you just let me know. We're not slave drivers here. What do you have any special name for a small porch that has no roof like this one has? Do you have any name for one without a roof? It's pretty small.
A stoop.
Good. First one to say that for me. What do you call a small place where cows are enclosed before milking? It's outside the barn. It's usually enclosed by a fence or rails. You put the
cow pen.
What's that?
Cow pen.
Okay. And what do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
A wall or a fence.
That's made out of rocks or stones. You have any special name for that kind of fence?
Just a wall, I read.
Okay. Not many around here have, as I understand it, there aren't too many rocks around.